wanted to share something quickly. I spoke to my mom tonight, and as we were talking, she says, "Are you happy now?" And I had to say, "Yes, I'm incredibly happy." Since my illness and my return to the church, I'm more alive now than I ever was, and all of the trappings of the world are behind me. And what comes to me is forgiveness. In the blink of an eye, we will all be the stuff of memories, and we will be, hopefully, with Jesus in heaven. You can look back, and there is no reason to have any unforgiveness weigh you down and eat you alive inside. Because the ones you're not forgiving, they don't even know about it. So you have to clear that. And what brought this all to a head is when they were singing the last song, is what Jesus said to the thief. The thief said to Jesus, "Remember me." And Jesus promised him heaven that day. Oh, that we should all be that lucky. But we're on the path. And I don't know how to wrap this, but don't let the past change who you are now. Make it full of His love and His grace in this, the most holy week of the most holy year ever. Because I believe it's getting more and more all the time. Thank you.
Something keeps hitting me tonight is that a lot of times, you know, we measure what's going on by what we see in the news or what society is going downhill to be. And we have to remember that Jesus' life was really never about that. He was never in a protest march that I know of. He was never changed the political leaders at the time. But he lived a life in his locality where he lived. And I think this is an encouraging word for somebody here that maybe they're thinking they should be doing more. Or like Tina said, that they think they should be doing more. And I think the Lord is saying, you know, even the mark of the saints, you know, the saints did like St. Teresa did little things. And so it's, you just have to kind of like go to the Lord in prayer and find out, what do you really want me to do? Really ask Him and see the circumstances around you, act in charity, but find out what God wants you to do. And God is a God of how great you are, but how small thou art. God is also very small. He took His greatness and came small to be with us and to be in human limitations. And we have to learn to do the little things that are around us in our sphere of influence. Does God really call us to right all of the wrongs? Are we really required to carry that as a burden on ourselves, that the whole world is going to hell in a handbag? Or is that really what we're supposed to be doing? I think we're supposed to be following what the Lord Himself showed us how to be, to always go back to the Father, to always pray to the Father, always ask the Lord what He wants, and to find out that that path for us that is probably confined maybe to our neighborhood and our sphere of influence, and just be let, not, we're not perfect, but we let His light shine through us into the darkness that's around us, not necessarily that we're changing all of the whole world at the same time. I'm gonna do a meditation. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all